Just want to read some verses today from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I trust that you'll listen to these verses. They're very solemn and I'm sure they will speak to the hearts of some today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 3. The Apostle Paul says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus our Lord, and ourselves your servants for Christ's sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." And just that fourth verse there in this wonderful portion of God's word. The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. And the reason that the God of this world, the devil, blinds the minds of men and women is so that they will not experience the light of the gospel shining in. He is afraid of people hearing the word of God, responding to the gospel and getting wonderfully converted. Many years ago, there was a young man in England in the city of London. He was planning to go to live in India, to get away from all of the influences of home. A little bit like the prodigal son, he was planning to go into a far country and he chose to go to India, at that time part of the British Empire. He had, however, a Christian friend who was concerned about him and made him promise that he would go to at least one church service before he left. His friend consented and said he would go, so the Christian friend took him to hear Reverend Rowland Hill of London. He was a very unusual and a very eccentric preacher. And that particular Sunday they went to that church. Rowland Hill was preaching about the subject of temptation and how the devil tempts us to sin. One of his titles in scripture is that of the tempter. He tempted the first Adam in the Garden of Eden, and then in the wilderness he tempted the last Adam, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. The first Adam yielded to temptation, and by Adam sin entered into the world, but the second Adam, or the last Adam, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, resisted the temptation, lived a sinless life, went to the cross and died for our sins. But yet still the devil is active today. The Bible says in 1 Peter that he goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he still tempts men to sin and to disobey God. And as Rowland Hill was conducting his service and preaching his sermon, he told a story about a man leading several pigs down through the streets of London to a slaughterhouse. He wasn't dragging them, and he wasn't driving them either. He was leading them. And the pigs were happily following this man, and they were being led to the slaughterhouse. And people watched in amazement as this happened. It was unusual for pigs to follow somebody. But as they watched more closely, they saw that the farmer had in his hand a little bag full of beans. And every once in a while, he would just drop a little bean down, and the pigs would follow in behind and scoff up the beans and follow on until they got another. And bean by bean, he led them to the slaughterhouse. And Rowland Hill likened that unto the devil. He blinds the minds of people and he presents temptations towards us and he tempts us to sin. And the Bible does say honestly that there are pleasures in sin. But the pleasures of sin, according to Hebrews 11, they only last for a season. And by they lead us down to destruction, down to the pit, down to the slaughterhouse, and ultimately to hell itself. And maybe today I speak to somebody and you're not yet a Christian. You haven't put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and you're living for the pleasures of this world. You know in your heart of hearts that they don't satisfy, but still you go on looking for the next high or for the next pleasure or for the next experience. But you know that in between those experiences, your heart is empty and you're being led, as it were, by the nose. And maybe even you've been brought up in a Christian home. You know the word of God. You know the gospel. You know that when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. And it may be today that you have been blinded and deceived and deluded by the God of this world. Can I encourage you today to turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Not only can the Lord save you, but the Lord can keep you, and the Lord can satisfy you. Jesus Christ the Saviour, before he went to the cross to die and shed his blood for sinners, he said in John chapter 10 that the thief, and that's representative again of the devil, cometh but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come, he said, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Read it in the scripture for yourself, and then taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you for joining us. May God bless you. And if we can help you or pray for you, do leave a comment if we can help you in any way. And we encourage you to pass this message on to somebody who needs the Saviour in these days. See you next time, and may God bless you richly.